you feel riding hands and heels and you know you've gone, gone? How do you feel?
Welcome to Wolf Den's Saturday Session, your inside look at all the critical moments in the den and the great game on a Saturday. Today is our Saturday Session season finale and we head to Caulfield for the final Group 1 races of the spring. Our captain, the King Zone, is away today, but Dream Team Matt has stepped into the role and has found some nice bets for us to have across the races we will look at. And because today's meeting is the last major meeting of what has been a brilliant spring carnival, the boys and I will discuss the PAX Spring Choice Awards, where we will anoint the best equine and human performances of the spring. You can throw your vote in for all the categories via the Den or Twitter. Boys, what an afternoon we've got in front of us. We've got the Jake Paul Tyson fight. We've got Group 1 racing, the last Group 1 racing for the spring. How do I find you all? Cheech and Chong, you were magnificent on the Saturday set.
Tried our best.
Back up and about today.
Thank you. Yep, that's good to be back. It's sort of like a summertime edition of our Saturday set session. So we'll do our best to replace the King Zone.
Yeah, it's big shoes for you to fill. You are our captain today, but I'm very confident in your ability. You've been at this level a long time. Fizz, welcome in, mate.
Thank you. Welcome. How are you, boys?
We're all good. And we've got Junior and Smalley, our analysts. Welcome in, boys.
Hello, hello.
You're both very much in Jake Paul's corner, aren't you?
Yeah, he's moral.
Everyone is except for you.
Yeah. Tyson, get on him. Free money. But by the time this goes to air, it'll all be over. First up, Caulfield Race 4. The Blue Sapphire for the three-year-olds. Golden Slipper runner-up Coleman is the class runner in the race, but many pros lean away from him. Dream Team Matt, you're one of them. You were tipping Manos in the Saturday set on Thursday, but it has been scratched.
Yep, sure has. So Manos has come out of the field. It obviously gives Coleman a much better chance of winning, but still few dramas around Coleman this week, but the same dramas we raise on the set is what the owner doesn't want it to run 1400, I believe. Mm-hmm. So I'd happy to be against it. No betting now that Manos is out, but 3 and 4 would be my top pick.
Yeah, you were mentioning, so there was a story on Punters and RaceNet saying that the controlling owner, the 24% owner, wants to move the horse to Waller. I guess they're trying to chase that elusive Group 1 win. They think they've got a better chance with Waller, but Matt Laurie and the other owners weren't real happy about that, so it stays with them for now. Gone out in the market. Fizzer, what's happening with it in the market and other horses in the market?
Yeah, you're right. Coleman's drifting. Sort of out to $3 with Ladbrokes, a bit longer elsewhere. Number 2 at Caulfield looks quite firm, Ruta Royale. Number 3, round about the mark, Pisces. But look, there's nothing. It looks like a race that anything goes. Looks like anything could win this race, looking at the betting.
Our boy's getting close to 600 here. It's had a pretty easy time in front, Coleman, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. The other leader taking the sit, Kitogio.
Kitogio taking the sit was the big difference there.
Mm. Ruta Royale's getting a nice run, so is Pisces.
Who do you want to be on?
Ruta Royale and Pisces.
Yeah?
Yeah, the leaders have just knocked up in the first couple, so see if they continue.
Kitogio's got a lot to offer if it gets out.
So is
just sick of
Pisces.
Look at Kitogio.
Yeah,
Kitogio's not going to get out.
Pisces. Pisces. Boom!
Couldn't possibly win Craig Coleman.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, big win, Pisces.
Coleman runs
Coleman,
last.
Coleman, very disappointing.
Kitogio unlucky,
straight
obviously.
To Waller
now. Second last.
And yeah. Coleman didn't run the trip out.
Yeah.
Very disappointing, Coleman. Yeah.
Yeah.
Won't help the case for it to stay with Matt Laurie, unfortunately. No. But, yeah, very common win from Pisces and show that he's probably got few levels above that, maybe in the autumn.
Look, it's an outstanding effort from that horse. He's improved beautifully into this second up run, and great for the Melbourne team who've managed to bring the horse on from that excellent first up run at Moonee Valley. From the inner barrier, pretty lightly raced horse, although he had a really good two-year-old season increase his race smarts. I like that James was not getting sucked into the idea of being too close on the horse today. He rode the horse beautifully at Moonee Valley, just didn't get there. But today, with a quiet ride out of the breeze, he just cruised up to them on the outside in a stylish fashion. That's just why I think it'd be nice to be back here as a young four-year-old in a race like the Rupert Clark. But it'd be a few races between now and then we might be able to pick off along the way.
Caulfield, race 6, the Thoroughbred Club of Australia Stakes, this time for the three-year-old fillies only. It's a big field with many chances and an opportunity for punters to back their judgment on some horses at odds. Dream Team, your horse at a little bit of odds with She's Got Pizzazz in the Saturday set. You identified that as the value. It's
spend a bit of money for it. The market agrees with you, sort of $7 into around that $5 markish now.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, the race that I think we both thought was pretty difficult is, but a horse like She's Pizzazz, because there was so much pace in the race, I thought it sort of looked pretty nice, and I haven't backed it, but other people have. It's $5 and firm, $4.80.
Jamie on board, she rode the last winner in race 5.
Yeah, fair enough. Yep, she's going good.
Fizz,
yeah, what have you done, mate? Looks like a type of the track today looks like you want to be getting some cover, so I'm on Rich Dotty, which I'm not sure where it'll be from barrier 10. I've had something small on it, and number 2, To Be or Not To Be, bit of a money horse, a money muncher for me of late, but I'm on those two small to for something in the race.
I'm really interested to see how Aniza goes.
Yeah, it's D-Day for Aniza.
It is a bit like that, isn't it?
It's spiralling outwards right now in the betting.
It's sort of, what is it, $16. It's a race that it can win, absolutely, but it hasn't shown us too much. But $19 or $16, you get to have a bet there.
Here we go, at the turn.
Say Rich Dotty's gone.
Yeah, that covered a bit of ground, Rich Dotty, didn't it?
So is 3 To Be or Not To Be, it's still hitting the lead.
Yeah. Grinzinger Pod's trying to hunt up the fence.
There's a few in the pack who are got some horse.
Hopefully this thing's off and gone. Go on To Be or Not To Be.
Yeah, it might be. It is.
Get home, son.
What's down the outside here?
On display.
I'm going to get done here on the post. I can smell it.
Jasmine Rouge.
As predicted.
A bit harsh. Three wide.
Ruffy. Benny Mellum.
Came out of a Ballarat Maiden. He got beat by the horse that ran last start.
Wow.
Got a better run this time. It was a little bit stiffer actually last start, but big rising grade.
Aniza came on a little bit. Rich Dotty had a tough run, but disappointing overall.
Yeah, Aniza's cast.
We hit the first of the group ones. Caulfield Race 7, the 1,000 guineas for the 3-year-old fillies. And what we've learned over the spring is Chris Waller is a freak and maybe the best trainer we've ever had. But more than that, he's the master of getting horses to pick for their grand final. And his horse and race favourite, Aliana's grand final, is today. Dream Team, you've been against Aliana. You had a couple official Saturday set tips. Can you tell us what they were, please?
Yes, it was 13, stage and screen. Very firm now. It's $8.50 now. I think it was about $11 or $12 on Thursday. And Zai Tong was the other horse. Is the last start winner of the lead-up race. So, just bet against Aliana at the price. And Barry 11 has to do some work sort of wide today, and they haven't been doing that so far.
Does it worry you, the Waller factor, that he's so good at getting these horses to peak for their grand finals?
Of course. Waller, J-Mac, you wouldn't be surprised if you got beat, but us punters, we can't be scared of the boogeyman. We just have to back ourselves.
Hey, analyst boys, what do you guys think? Great race? You excited?
Yeah, very. I'm with MT here, cheering him home. I think he's got two good bets. Should get nice runs with how the track's playing.
So you'd be against Aliana at the price?
I think so, at the price and where it's going to map and what it's got to do.
Aliana third last. Pushed along.
Niggling.
Yeah, it is pushed along a bit.
Benegill making a bit of a move now.
So it's come on stage and screen. It travels all right. Zutong travels okay. Favourite pushed along.
Yeah, pushed.
Benegill travels all right.
Ghost, get out, Super Silly.
Come on, Zutong. And stage and screen. Ooh,
another profit. Not me. Right,
yeah, another profit. Not it.
Aliana run last.
Come on stage, I need you to lift.
Oh, another profit. Oh, sorry. Look at Aliana.
Flying.
Good run.
Oh, wow. I thought it was going to run last.
It looks gone.
Yeah.
So just the difference.
The roughies keep coming. Ethan Brown.
Just the difference between the way the track was playing, I guess, for Aliana.
Kieran Maher.
Last start. Very good run, but my horses are pretty poor.
I'd stop watching Aliana and then suddenly got going again and rocketed down the outside.
Yeah, not many came. Pretty some heaps of disappointing runs.
Yeah, the winner turned the tables on Aliana there. They're in 1-2 in the carbon.
Oh, so. Is that right?
She's always had good ability, certainly with the right trainer, and I think she's just progressed. And what gave me more confidence today, when I got in the yard, Kieran said she's tucked up again after last start. Canned her to the gates and she just fell it on. She lobbed in a beautiful spot. She was a bit keen early. I was a bit worried about that. But as Kieran elaborated on, once she dropped her head, she travelled sweet, built into it beautifully, and she showed her true colours today.
All right, boys, it's been a brilliant spring carnival, and it's time for us to award some Outstanding Equine and Human Performances. We've got the PAX Choice Spring Awards. We've got five nominations. We're going to start with the Ride of the Carnival. So we've got Harry Coffey on Duke Decessor in the Caulfield Cup. We've got Blake Shinantino, the Toorak. Robbie Dolan, Knight's Choice, Melbourne Cup. J-Mac, Sunshine in Paris, the Champion Sprint Fizz. You're a jockey aficionado. You're always watching them very closely. What did you make of those nominations?
All good nominations, all of them great rides. But J-Mac's ride on Sunshine in Paris was great, the way he hit gaps that some people might not have taken. But Bishin gets the award. Antino, logical pick, looks outstanding to me.
Yep, it's going to be pretty hard to beat. And you guys can all have your say. We're going to put these up on Twitter and up on the Den. Whatever you guys say, that will be the official result. So get on Twitter and the Den and vote for these. Dream Team, who are you going to vote for as the ride of the carnival?
I'm going to go for the outsider maybe in the field here. Knight's Choice with Robbie Dolan. I don't think it was the best horse in the race. Well, that's I think that's a logical comment. But, yeah, when a horse can win who's not the best horse in the race, he saved every inch. I mean, Joe Moreira can have a look at that and just hang his head in shame, sort of thing. So, yeah, for me, I don't think I'm going to win this, but Robbie Dolan, I thought, very underrated, good ride.
Yeah. Boys, Junior and Smalley, anything to add?
I'm going to go Antino. I think that's going to be hard to beat. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I'm with Bishin as well.
Yeah.
Antino. Great ride, Antino.
Fair enough. All right, let's move. We're going to go to the win of the carnival, and the nominations are Mr. B in the Champion's Mile, Via Sistina, the Cox Plate, Chow Wolf in the King Charles, Switzerland in the Coolmore Stud Stakes for the three-year-olds. I'll go straight back to you, boys. Smalley, what are you voting for here?
Probably going to go the favourite again here, Via Sistina. I mean, probably better from you, your boys' point of view, actually being there live, but watching it in here, it was one of the better wins that I've ever seen. It was pretty amazing, considering the lead-up and all the drama to the week, to then come and put eight on them and win.
Mm. Yeah, just hard to go past Via Sistina. Just way, way, way too good.
Fids?
Via Sistina.
Yep. Say yeah. No more.
I think Sistina may have beaten Winx on her day, so yeah. Has to be. Yeah.
Absolutely. Let's go to the horse of the carnival. We've got Chow Wolf, Bella Nipotina, Via Sistina, Mr. Brightside. Once again, it's going to be, I think we all know who's going to win this one. Fizz, who's the horse of the carnival?
The mighty Via Sistina.
Yep.
Via Sistina.
Boys?
Yep.
Do we think anyone on Twitter is going to vote against her, or on the Den going to vote against her?
I think CO Wolf's the most up-and-coming horse of the carnival.
Yeah, I was re-watching his win in the King Charles, and geez, it was impressive. It went past Fangirl like it.
Are we back calling it the King Charles?
Yeah, we are back.
All right, let's move to the training performance of the carnival, and we've got Chris Waller for the Cox Plate. We've got Gavin Bedgood, the Moya Stakes, of course, Mornington Glory. Matt Laurie, the VRC Oaks, Treasure of the Moment. Obviously, he was a... rose through the ranks very quickly, and we've got the Laxon Simons team in the Melbourne Cup. Fizzer, who are you voting for training performance of the carnival?
I have to go with Waller. Cox Plate released the brakes in the track work with the little tape. He released the brakes early, and he knew that it needed three laps to get it into it. So, yeah, Waller.
Dream team.
Yeah, I'll go Waller as well. Just a complete domination from Via Sistina here.
Yep. Boys?
Hard to go past Waller again.
I think the Laxon Simons, actually. Ooh, no one even thought the horse could stay, really.
No, it's a fair
And then
point.
It's run 3,200. So.
All right, now we've got the flop of the carnival. I didn't really want to do this, but the boys said that we had to do it. And we have come up with these horses as the flop of the carnival. We've got Pride of Jenny, Fangirl, Celestial Legend, and Bustling. Dream Team, who are you going with, mate?
I will go Pride of Jenny. I thought really flat this prep. That Mooney Valley win was a four-horse field. I think it was pretty leaderish that night. So besides that, it was just, yeah, it just couldn't go. So they haven't got it going. So unfortunately for me, Pride of Jenny.
Okay, Fizz?
Same, Pride of Jenny, flop.
Boys?
Yeah, all worthy nominations, I think. All were unfortunately not very good over the carnival. I'm going to go Pride of Jenny. She her only win was the four-horse field, and she was pretty plain besides that.
I go Bustling. Yeah, it's just a disgrace from start to finish, really. Like, yeah, didn't want to lead on it first up. It's like only ever won when it's led. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, I agree. Bustling would be my pick. Caulfield Race 9, the Rupert Clark Stakes, Group 1 Open Handicap, and the final Group 1 of the year for Victoria. The talk in the media all week has been that this is a Kieran Maher match race between Another Will and Jimmy Starr, but Group 1s are hard to win, and there are 12 other rock-hard fit horses hungry for Group 1 success. Dream Team, this is a big play for you, a Saturday set official tip. Another Will, it's firmed up a lot.
Yes. Yeah, that's my chance to get on the board for the Saturday set. Yeah, as I said last week, I couldn't understand the difference in price between Another Will and the favourite there. So, yeah, well, it was the favourites during the week, but Jimmy Starr. But Another Will for me.
Clear top pick now, isn't it?
Very much so.
Yeah, $2.80. Looks like Ladbrokes are pushing it a little, aren't they? They're one of these faves they like to push a little bit.
Yep, top odds.
Mind you, it's the bottom of the market now, so it's not that daring of them, but maybe they've been pushing it before that as well. Fizz, you're still in the Another Will camp?
I don't have a firm opinion in this race, so I'm just cheering Another Will for Matt and the Saturday set people.
And I think it's also an AI tip, is it? Is that right, boys? You got AI up there?
Yes, it is. Yes, it's a back.
All right. Well, there's nothing we love more than cheering hard, so we're going to cheer hard for this final Group 1 of the year and also the final race of the Saturday session season. Let's do it. How are we feeling about Another Will, boys? Difficult spot?
Was a little bit fierce for a while there, but it seems to have got into a good
managed
spot.
Managed to get some cover as well.
Jimmy saving all the ground, which is good for it.
Felt for, got a nice
war
on them.
War Machine getting felt for already.
Say Jimmy Starr's travelling, and so is Another Will.
Another Will, yeah.
Maybe Another Will gets carted up off Buffalo.
Jimmy will need to get out.
So
here we go.
Trying to get out. Will's missing.
Going to have to thread the needle on Another Will as they do.
Jimmy, no luck.
Jimmy, no luck.
Come on, Jamie, line him up. Let's go, Jamie.
Come on, Another Will.
Kamachi's coming.
Yeah.
Kamachi's coming. All right, called it. Come on, Another Will. Finish off. Not Kamachi. Come on. Dig in, Jamie. Come on, Jamie. Come on, Jamie. Nah, Kamachi just got that little bit too good.
A little bit too much momentum.
Wow.
Something for the AI players?
Yeah. Another Will.
It was a good roughie.
Another Will just got held up for about 50 metres, and that probably cost it from winning. But you can't knock the winner there. Had to do some, had to come from the back of the field. Great,
another,
right?
Another group
junior
one
call.
Another result in the big races for the bookies.
Well, there's a bit of pressure on us. Yulong have been on fire with their famous colours in the last few weeks. And I was able to win first up with her, and she's just hit a couple of little flat spots since. Back to the 1400, no weight in the back. Champion ride was a brilliant ride from barrier 13 to get one off. You know, he was a long way back at one stage, but you know, just a dream come true for us. We're, you know, we obviously need the bigger stables behind us, and you know, it helps. And they've repaid their faith. They paid $2.2 million for it, the English sales, and we've been able to sort of win a Group 1 now, and she's worth probably three times that now.
All right, that's another Saturday session in the books, our last one for this year. We will definitely be back for the autumn. We've got one more main piece of content to deliver to you this season, this session, and it is a live stream next week for Cranbourne Cup, so come and watch that. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll do a punter's pot and all that kind of stuff again. So over and out for today, and we'll see you during the week for the Saturday set.
Imagine what you could be buying instead. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.